Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Open the gates! It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Lincoln Financial Field.
It's a great Zach Bryan song.
Open the gates?
Yep.
I don't know it. I probably know it.
You might know it.
I probably know it by sound. Yeah. I don't know song titles anymore a lot of times.
Yeah, you're cooked, man.
Yeah, I am cooked. Well, no, it's not cooked. Well, whatever. We're at Lincoln Financial Field in the Pepsi Plaza. We are here for one more hour until the Eagles pregame show. On the Eagles pregame show today, Nick Foles will join the show at around 7:20. Speaking of the Eagles pregame show, one of the members, Elliot Shore Parks, will join us now until 6 o'clock. Hello, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
We will break down Elliot's outfit.
I can't wait.
Right after the top the top 5 at 5, which is – well, we'll get to that later. Top 5 at 5 is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A big top five per usual. And again, do not miss number one, an all-time piece of WIP audio. But what I have for you is the five best things that happened this weekend.
Okay.
Starting with number five is vindication for Joe from the Northeast. Now, Spike, I know you have your personal history with Joe in the Northeast, but it was a big weekend. The Cal Stephenson game on Saturday with the big hit and then the catch after that. I mean, Joe in the Northeast fighting for his guy, and he ended up coming through for him.
He called me out on the midday show today for not believing in Cal Stephenson.
He really attacks you personally, it seems. I don't think he's a big Spike guy.
We've only talked to him one time.
Yes.
And in fairness to me, now I did hang up on him.
Nice.
Well, but here, can I give you context?
Yes.
It was Tor Delco. We were at Tavola's in Springfield. And it was like I got hit three times almost in a row. There was a lady telling us to play music.
Who to vote for.
Bad callers.
That wasn't a good day for you.
Yeah, it was. I was getting very frustrated. And I go to Joe from the Northeast, and he starts rambling about this guy that can fix the Phillies. And I said, wait a minute. Who are you talking about? And he says, Cal Stephenson. And I'm like, Jack, who the hell is that? And we just hung up on him because I just had no time for
him. So do we think Joe's going to get to meet Cal Stephenson like Jack got to meet Trey?
Dude, we might have set it up.
I feel like we have to.
Yeah.
See if the interaction can be as awkward.
Yeah.
It was not awkward.
Yeah, how many times can Joe touch Cal Stephenson at once?
Elliot was there. It was not awkward.
Yeah. Well, Joe... At least for this moment, Joe was right. I mean, it was a huge weekend from Cal Stephenson. The catch was unbelievable.
Yep.
Huge hit, so.
Two game-winning hits in a week, which is big. Also, starting tonight in center field, Cal Stephenson.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he going to Wally Pipp? I guess Johan Rojas never got hurt.
And also, Johan Rojas is not Lou Gehrig.
Right.
Little different. I think.
I can't believe Rojas is hitting .245, by the way. I would have never guessed.
Well, he hit 303 last year.
Oh, did he?
Which feels impossible as well. Yeah.
It does feel impossible.
Hey, you got a good bunt down over the weekend.
He did. Well,
is that one of your top five things?
No, but it's important.
I couldn't.
Marshy got a good bunt down on Saturday.
I couldn't believe he wasn't safe, actually.
Are we still in the top five?
Yeah, we're still top
seriously.
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Just breaking down ball.
All right, sorry.
The fourth best thing that happened this
good
weekend.
Call, Ike.
The fourth best thing that happened this weekend is that Insider of the Year is starting to heat up.
Mm.
And it's not from either one of the guys sitting at the table right now. Kristen Middletown texted me over the weekend saying he doesn't think A.J. Brown's going to play tomorrow.
Okay. What are we doing?
Before the announcement came out?
Before the announcement came out. That's back-to-back big scoops. Devin White not happy with his new role and A.J. Brown not playing by Kristen Middletown.
Well, I mean, did he text you after the Eagles downgraded?
No, he texted me that morning. Yesterday morning.
Before he was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
or 2 days.
I love Kristen Middletown,
I don't know
but
if I trust Jack with his
couldn't thoughts. Anybody just guess AJ wasn't going
to
play?
Yeah, but he claims to have a direct source.
Let me posit this. I don't think he's guessing. Now, I don't know who his source is. But I believe he has a source in the building. I truly do. I could tell, by the way. Now, it doesn't mean that it's a good source. It doesn't mean that the source is right. However, I don't think he's lying. I think sometimes the callers who have been an insider of the year have been BSing.
He has no source in the building.
I believe he does.
No, he's two for two, Mike.
Predicting AJ wasn't going to play isn't predicting. Right. I mean, had he said that before AJ got injured, then okay, that's something.
Also, like, Devin White being unhappy about being benched.
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than you have, Elliot.
Well, no, I said that too. What do you want me to say?
No,
I was there.
You weren't reporting it, though.
Yeah,
you right. Chris Middleton's reporting it.
True, yeah. That's true. Okay. Yeah. I may make him number two.
Okay.
Well, because me and Elliot have consequences to reporting stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
and it's not just these rankings you two keep coming up.
Here's the thing.
The worm gets
there's a
mad.
Committee. There's a committee.
Here's the thing. I expected Eagles Insider of the Year to make some people crazy. I did not expect it to make you two crazy.
Well,
I wonder
we're
why.
The most competitive guys.
Yeah. Let's rank people around the city at our job and see how see how it goes.
Well, it's gotten you out of your little Novacare worm funk, so I'm glad it's
going. Well, we can talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. The third best thing to happen this weekend is the Cowboys getting absolutely stomped. At home.
You do hate the Cowboys.
Man. Yeah. I only root for two teams, Elliot. You know that.
Now, the Niners lost, too. Aren't they the biggest rival?
Well, yeah. But for the purposes of this list.
Okay, just interesting little.
You know. The Cowboys got boat raced. Now, it does make me worried about the Saints week all of a sudden, which I was not worried about. But for the time being, the Cowboys got stomped.
It was great that the Cowboys got stomped, but I would say that the end result was me being more worried about the Saints, and that is not what I wanted.
Or more worried about tonight.
Yes. Well, by yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The second best thing that happened this weekend. I was at a family party. It was not going well early. Phil's down 4-0. Then Bryce hit a home run. And I was like, all right, we might come back. And then he hit the second home run. And Bryce Harper plus 7,000 for two home runs was the second best thing to happen this week. And that's an all-time hit.
To be clear, happened to you.
To me. I don't care. Yeah. Okay, this is for me, personally.
If there's ever been a guy who is going to jinx himself by bragging about his winning best,
you know it's him.
The great Kenny Rogers
once
said, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. But here it is. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Well,
but there is no done.
Well, that's
only another day.
That's your problem. Yeah, that's your.
Jack does like to text the wins, though. Like, we get a lot of screenshots of the wins.
Yes, we do. Yep. Yeah.
Well, because when I hit you guys, like, well, why didn't you send me that one? And it's like, I didn't know it was gonna hit.
Yeah, right.
We're all just throwing things out there. But
how many bets you have in tonight's game, Jack?
I'm up to 10, and then one parlay on the Phillies game, so 11.
There you go.
But that'll also go up. Don't you worry.
Guys, got a problem.
The best thing that happened this weekend, though. Is I know you guys are big fans of Buzz Wilson overnight. And you're big fans of particularly the 2:30 a.m. hour. Well, this is what happened at 2:30 in the morning to Dan Wilson.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough.
Oh, come on, man.
Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. I'm talking about
talking about the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
Right, so he can't pull himself out of it.
Is that Ashley?
No.
Is that Whitney?
It's Terry.
Oh.
Producer, yeah.
Who is Terry?
Producer.
One of the producers.
Yeah.
We got a female producer?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Jack on the hot seat.
Yeah. So I sort of feel bad for Buzz because I have had the coughing, especially when I had my allergies were bad.
Hairball in your throat.
And I had you guys there to save me. On the other hand, I have repeatedly told Buzz to talk less. And this is someone telling him, Buzz, you should be talking less.
On his own show.
Yes.
In the middle of the night.
You know, I'm sure Buzz loves, the king producer over here putting this at 5 o'clock for everybody to hear.
No, Carl, I hear you. And
is this leadership or what
Excuse
is
me,
this?
Have a
Oh, it's so bad. It's a hold on, Buzz. We need the full thing one more time. One more time.
And you're making Buzz play.
The money. The organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough.
This part's about.
Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. I'm talking about
talking about the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
All right, so
the best is when he thinks he has it.
Well, the problem is, it's like when you're coughing like that, it's almost like a hamstring injury that you don't know if you're okay until you start talking again.
Yeah.
So you feel okay, and then you go for it. Oh man, Buzz, when did you? How long did it take you to recover?
About 20 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds. I had taken a sip of water during the caller, went down the wrong pipe, and I just could not get it back.
God bless your producer, Terry, who saved you there. She could have
just
let you.
Yeah, shout out to Terry, for sure.
Yeah, she could have just let you
just
die right on the air. I thought that was the end. I was just going to fall right out of the chair, and the show was going to be dead silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been played at 5 o'clock today. Best things to happen.
All right, Buzz, enough.
Buzz croaked on the air.
Yeah.
Off.
What are we doing? All right. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. Elliot Shore-Parks with us all the way up until pregame. Elliot,
how's it going?
Been asking people today whether they are confident about the game or nervous. I actually laid out at one point how the numerous different...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Different ways the Eagles can lose this game. I'm very nervous about this game. How are you feeling about it?
I'm nervous. Before AJ got hurt, I thought this could be a chance for them to come out, really make a statement prime time, play a clean football game. But the reality is, this Eagles team, they play close games. In their last 19 games, they've only won 2 by 10 or more points. So they very rarely blow teams out. The 2022 team did. This team, last year's team, then obviously last week, do not. So in a game that could be one possession, missing the best player on the football team definitely has me nervous. Jalen has struggled in his career without AJ. I think AJ makes everything go on that offense. So I'm definitely nervous. I think they'll win, but I'm definitely nervous for sure.
Yeah, join the Soft Club.
I'm the king. I'm the king of that.
Yeah, join that club that I've been listening to all day today. First of all, they blew out teams in 2022 because 12 of those quarterbacks should have been backup quarterbacks.
We can only lean on the quarterback thing for so long.
Well, hold on.
They played bad quarterbacks last year too.
Not as many.
Well, didn't they play, what's the dude's, the backup Spike will remember as a Giants fan? The DeVito guy?
Yeah. Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Drew Locke.
I'm not a Giants fan. Shut up.
Drew Locke.
They played an entire schedule of backup quarterbacks in 2022. I mean, they had a last place schedule. That's why the defense was as dominant as they were. They jumped on teams. All I'm saying is it doesn't alarm me that they are playing in close games. Most games in the NFL are one-possession games. This isn't college where you blow out teams. Here's what you should be encouraged by. They win the majority of those close games. They find ways to win those close games. You're looking for style points, talking about a blowout, when only thing that really matters is playing well and getting the W.
I agree.
How many teams are averaging 10-point victories in the NFL?
Well, in 2022, and I know you want to lean on the quarterbacks.
It was the worst schedule in the league.
But regardless, like since last week, week one of last year, we've seen this team. They play football that is filled with mistakes. I don't think these games are close because they're having like a amazing, you know, drag it out fight with great teams. They're close because Jalen's turning it over. The defense is missing tackles. Sure. Like, so my concern going into tonight is I don't know if this team has it in them to play a clean game of football. Even one or two mistakes, I think you could still win the game, obviously. But without AJ, there are going to be big plays in the fourth quarter and in the third quarter where they're going to need big first downs, and not having AJ there, I think, really matters. So I can't trust this team to put away a Falcons team that they should beat by a lot. They should. But that's just not what this team does. They let teams hang around.
Well, I don't think the Falcons are as bad as people think they are.
But the Eagles are better.
Sure, they're better. Yeah. But they also are missing their best player tonight.
That's why I'm nervous.
Well, that's fine. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm nervous because AJ isn't playing, but they should blow the team out when the best player isn't playing.
No, I don't think they should blow him out tonight.
Okay, then. So it's okay. Then.
So what I'm saying is, if they
win a close game,
there's been we've been with this team. Well, they're way better than the opposition. This is their chance. I've done it too. Last year, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Seahawks. This is their moment. Go play a clean game. The vibe's going to be amazing tonight. And they just don't do it. So going into a game where they don't have AJ, I think they'll win. Because to your point, I think they are better than the Falcons. But I don't think they have it in them to blow the Falcons out.
I think it's really important they don't get behind in this game. I think it's really important they don't, you know.
Why?
Well, because
that place is going to get tense.
Well, I think.
Oh, dude, we're not a bunch of softies like you all. It's a high energy night tonight.
Because
guess what? They're not going to win from start to finish. Anybody that expects that, I mean, to me, you'd be more surprised than expecting for them to come in here and just blow the Falcons out tonight.
I think if they get behind, it puts too much pressure on Hurts to throw, and I think it neutralizes probably their best weapon, Saquon Barkley.
It also leans into the Falcons' style, which is they want to run the ball. So if the Eagles fall behind early, the Falcons will run the ball to try to kill clock.
Falcons should run the ball anyway. You see Kirk Cousins?
That's why I'm saying when they had AJ, I thought this was a chance to make a statement win. But without their best player, I'm nervous it'll be close. And who's making the big plays late?
Jalen, Devontae,
they need
Saquon.
AJ.
We'll Dallas see. Goddard.
Yeah, they have great players. I agree.
Yes.
But AJ's been the one that's made this thing go.
Yes.
Last year in the playoffs, Devontae had, 150 yards?
Stop
and they scored
10
points.
This isn't last year. And that team down the stretch is a complete 180 from
but
what
looked,
this team is.
But it looked like last week it looked like last year's team.
No, it didn't.
They had turnovers.
No.
The defense struggled. Like, how it was very similar. It looked very different than what.
No, we watched this offense come down the stretch. They could barely hit first downs or anything. Then you're trying to tell me that offense last week looked like last year's team?
They looked better, I would agree, on offense. But they made the same similar type of mistakes. Turnover-worthy plays, Jalen being reckless with the ball, the defense struggling. I mean, it looked way more similar to last year than I thought it would.
This is what I got to put up with for the next 3 hours.
Well, but the other thing I'll say quickly. I mean, I know Jack does the
and
whole.
By the way, you're going to do the pregame show with Hugh, who thinks they're going to lose.
I don't know where
Giglio is.
I got Joe Giglio over here who's guaranteeing wins that I can't trust him.
Three plant-based guys. Yeah. I know Jack does the whole, like, must-win, can't-lose thing.
Yes.
This is much closer to a must-win game than I think I've seen in week two
must
for a long time. Because they're not beating the Saints next week. So you have to win this game tonight. They're the better team. You have two tough road games coming up. I think four of the next five are on the road.
Yes.
The one thing we said this team had to avoid this year is a slow start. Like, you can't go 1-2. You can't go 1-3.
Yep.
Because last year we'll creep back in. So tonight is the most winnable game they have for the next, I don't know, month. Like, you have to win tonight. If they lose tonight, this thing could spiral.
The most winnable game.
It is. The Falcons are the worst of the next three teams. They're at home. It's prime time. Next week, they're on the road in New Orleans, which I think is maybe the toughest place to play in the NFL. Then they have the Bucks, and Todd Bowles has done a really good job against Jalen in his career. So these next two games are very tough. So you have to win tonight so that you don't fall to 1-1 and risk falling to 1-2 or 1-3.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, they're going to win tonight. But the idea behind your motive for it is fear.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get with that.
Elliot,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, I can't get with that.
That's fine.
Now, Elliot, let me ask you this. You had mentioned that you had a comment about the NovaCare worm being extracted from your brain, at least partially.
Well, I think you made that comment.
Yeah, I made that comment.
Yeah.
But then you said you had – you had some sort of reaction to that.
I just don't get the NovaCare worm thing. Like, where have my takes changed over the past few months where you think this NovaCare worm is impacting me?
Are you being serious?
I am being serious. I would gladly go through whatever you feels NovaCare wormy to you.
Okay, NovaCare, I mean, the primary NovaCare worm thing is Nick Sirianni had a great practice.
He did. He did. Okay. Again, like, I don't
what know. What did he do?
I explained it to you. They spent all practice doing situational football that day. They did special teams. They did third down. They did fourth down. And these last two Sundays, being able to watch games around the league, which is tough to do if the Eagles play on Sunday, all types of coaches make terrible decisions in situational football. All types of teams make all types of mistakes. So when they spend a full almost 2 hours practicing situational football, yes, I'm going to say that's a great practice from the head coach because those things matter in close games. I'm curious, what do you disagree with?
Okay, you said when they signed Devin White that you were confident that he would re-sign here to a large deal if he had success. Devin White?
I think he would take that large deal right now if he definitely
could.
I believe he said 5 years, $100 million.
Yeah, that's definitely what
you said. Isaiah Rodgers was the a brilliant Howie Roseman move, and he's not even going to start on the outside.
No, look, the Isaiah Rodgers thing I might be wrong about. Okay. But had he started, you get him for free. That is a brilliant Howie Roseman move.
There's a lot of NovaCare. You asked me for NovaCare worm stuff.
Oh, I got news for you, buddy. This team is one of the best teams in the NFL. So when we talk about
they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
They're going to lose the next 3 weeks.
They are one of the best teams. They have to go out and win.
They're going to go 1-3.
No. I said they're in danger of going 1-3. If any of you want to dispute to me they're not one of the best run teams in the league, I will gladly talk about that with you. But when I'm talking about the decisions they make, yes, they have a track record of making good decisions.
You said that CJ GJ was a disaster. Then the second they signed him, it was
No. I spent all day at the Eagles Town Hall. And by the way, CJ GJ, a few big missed tackles last week that really impacted him.
Yes, but you said it was a good signing.
No, I did not. Did you listen to Town Hall? I spent all day saying it was. No, I don't. No,
you did.
I did not. If you can find any audio of me saying the CJGJ thing was a great signing, I'd be shocked to hear it.
Here's the thing: you have obviously changed your tune the last couple of weeks,
and you gave it to Baldy.
You said it was a big mistake, not. Starting Devin White.
I do think it was a big mistake.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you're criticizing them like you should be.
I'm happy to go up to number two, I guess, if that's the...
Yeah, all this whining, and you're number two.
Well, Chris in Middletown is...
I should be one.
You haven't had a scoop in months.
Give me a scoop!
Who talked to Cooper DeJean in the locker room to say that he was taking all the snaps at nickel?
You.
Yes.
It's not a scoop.
That's part of a media scrum.
Yeah.
It wasn't a scrum. You weren't there.
Something tells me Cooper may play tonight.
I think Cooper will play tonight.
All right, but is that insider of the year? Do you want points for that if he plays tonight?
Do you want me to text you on the side like Chris Middleton and that can count?
Well,
I'll text you what I think?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay. Chris Middleton doesn't have an audience, so telling Jack is probably...
I love Chris Middleton. Yeah. Put him number one.
Yeah.
Don't sound so salty.
Look at all these.
Put him number one.
I'm surrounded by babies.
You're the one that thinks they're going to lose tonight.
No, I said they're going to win.
I'm not talking to you. Oh, Spike.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to lose.
Mr. Scaredy Cat.
All right.
Not my birds.
Coming up next.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
Well, I've never seen less people enthused to hear an Eagles chant with somebody.
Yeah, you
right there.
Yeah, that was not good for your resume.
Yeah,
Jack.
That was not the brand wasn't good.
It was a deep E, and everybody stared at you at an Eagles game.
Yeah, because the frauds enter at 5.
Oh, right.
Jack's always believed in this team.
The guy blew out my ears.
Yeah, that was really loud.
That was really inappropriate.
Dude, no real Eagles fans in the building at 5:00.
All right. What are you saying to these people?
These are the real fans.
Yeah. No, they're not.
All right. Okay. We're gonna do this is out of control. We're gonna do our picks next. So we'll get Ike's official pick, Jack's official pick, mine, and Elliot. Will you make your pick? Stop it, Jack.
Yeah, I already tweeted my pick out. I put it on Threads.
I don't
I put
care
it on
if you tweet it out.
Shut
it's
up.
On all no my social media
shut
followings.
Up.
Yeah. Shut up.
At Elliot Shore
Twitter.
Parks. Yeah.
Shut up.
Enough.
Yeah.
The picks are next. It's the WIP
Show's
afternoon
out.
Show.
A little graphic with it. Yeah.
Dude, if you take one more graphic and you're out.
All right.
College degree.
All right. Shut up.
All right. Shut up.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.